Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And time to check in with our friend Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was at your work site yesterday.
You were?
Now, what do you call it? Is it called the Marshfield Hospital or the Marshfield Clinic Hospital, or what do you call it?
Yeah, so it used to be the Marshfield Clinic, and a couple of years ago, they changed the name to the Marshfield Medical Center. And then, depending on what center you're at, it has different names. So we have the Marshfield Medical Center, Eau Claire Clinic, or Eau Claire Hospital.
I think I still feel confused, but okay.
That's all right. Marshfield Clinic is probably fine.
So I met a mutual friend of ours there yesterday, and your name did come at the end. And if you're available in the future, it'd be fun to have you join us. We met about 12:30. But wow, they have affordable, good food at the Marshfield Hospital cafeteria.
Well, yesterday was Indian food, so that was a real treat at that cafeteria at the hospital yesterday.
Well, what I was referencing, I had chicken tenders, so I guess, but it
all
was
right.
Like, they were only $3.50, and they had salmon was another option that caught my eye, so.
What
did you get, curry?
Each day of the week. I got tandoori chicken. I had some of the salmon yesterday. And you're exactly right. I think they have very affordable options.
Yeah.
But the staff there know that when it's the Indian food day, they say, every time I walk in, they say, this is the day you're excited about, because I just love Indian food. So it was a good day yesterday.
Well, I did not know that you liked Indian food. So
I do. Yeah.
You know why? Because when we have breakfast at Randy's, most Saturdays you order oatmeal with peanut butter.
Right. Yeah. I don't know that they have a ton of Indian food options on the Randy's menu.
I don't. Yeah. Probably not. Okay. We covered that. Our question in the morning in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, as well as on the listener line at 715-396-1670 ahead of Father's Day. Let me word it the way I did on the WIB Wake Up Show group. What's a favorite story you love to tell about your dad, Jason?
Yeah, you know, so I was thinking about that and journaling about my dad a little bit this morning. And, you know, I have all of these kind of flashbulb brief memories about my dad. But I think for me, it was, we had a cabin up north when I was growing up on this small lake that didn't allow motorboats. And so my dad would, we'd get up real early in the morning with the kind of the steam rising off the water, and we'd row out into the middle of the water. And my dad would want to be sitting there quietly fishing. And, you know, I think me and my brothers would make lots of noise and complain about being out on the water for more than 15 minutes. And he was an expert at dodging fishing lures when they zipped past his head.
Nice.
I always think about being at the cabin with my dad, and just real positive memories there.
The two that flood to my mind, I'm going to save one for later, and I know I've told these both before, but I went to the Medalist basketball camp with Marquette University coaches different times, including Rick Majerus, the late, great Rick Majerus, and even Doc Rivers, who now you feel old because you go, hey, well, he's maybe near the end of his lengthy coaching career. But anyhow, between fifth and sixth grade, I got the shooting award. It was like shooting around the lane, different spots around the free throw lane, and so when they announced that on the Saturday morning, my dad was there to whisk me away, and we'd go off on the family vacation, and they said, Mark Halverson, and from the bleachers, he shouted out, way to go, champ, and that was just really cool.
Nice.
I thought so.
Yeah, I mean, it's life-giving words, right? I mean, those sorts of things are so important for us to be able to communicate.
Having said that, though, I want to just be as honest as possible, because we said it earlier this week, I mean, Father's Day is hard. Like, my relationship with dad, my dad was an alcoholic, and there were plenty of other issues. And I've inherited some of those things, not an alcoholic, but other challenges.
Yep.
And, you know, just as I could go on the whole 3 hours, but the fact of the matter is, like, that relationship with your dad is important, but it's challenging. It's
complicated.
It is complicated.
For sure. Yeah. And I think about that with my own kids, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what does it look like to be a good dad, and knowing that I have my own stuff.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, let's close it out with Galatians 2:17-18, heading into the weekend.
Yeah, it says, but suppose we seek to be made right with God through faith in Christ, and then we are found guilty because we have abandoned the law. Would that mean Christ has led us into sin? Absolutely not. Rather, I am a sinner if I rebuild the old system of the law I already tore down.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those two verses like this. Some religious people worry that when others understand the implication of freedom in Christ, they will jettison morality and live like those who reject me altogether, celebrating sin and licentiousness. There'd be a good word for the spelling bee. They also think that those who know gospel freedom believe that my son approves of sin, but this is untrue. Never mistake my mercy for indifference. Pursuing morality as a means of making yourself right with me is the actual error, because it communicates that you do not trust in the sufficiency of Christ's blood. Final word.
Yeah, I think just so easy to slip back into that legalistic mindset and forget that we are already forgiven and approved by God.
All right. Hey, I can make the first 45 minutes of breakfast tomorrow, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'll try that.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. From Jason Kanz from jasonkanz.com. The number for today is 206,864. That's the number of bounces made on a pogo stick to set the world record 12 years ago. Who was the counter on that? All right, WWIB, Father's Day on Sunday, and so we threw it out on the Whip Wake Up Show Facebook group last night. What's your favorite story you love to tell about your dad? We got two responses. Thank you to Rebecca, who says he could make the most mundane thing fun. Harvesting potatoes from a frozen ground, working on a vehicle, reading a book, or eating new vegetables. He brings joy to all aspects of life. My friend Becky Husted, thank you for that. And also, Chris shares, she says, when her dad would go to the swimming pool with my sister and I, some evenings we would just jump off his shoulders. I sure do miss him every day. We've got a couple who are sharing in their own voice this morning as well at 715-396-1670. Let's start with this friend.
This Sunday, it will be Paul.
Yeah, we got that one. All right, that's not the one we wanted. So we'll come back to PCD John. In the meantime, Todd, help us out.
Hi, Mark. This is Todd Arneson from Rice Lake Ice One Honor. My dad, Verlin Arneson, he was a prayer warrior, and man, he would spend an hour and a half every night praying. I have a book of 20 years of his prayers. But my favorite memory is when I was a teenager, and I came from a family of eight, so there were four or five teenagers or young adults all the time. And when I was about 16 or 17, my dad would work night shift. And I came into my bedroom and out of my bedroom, and there was my dad on his knees by his bed praying. And I knew he was praying for me. And it so deeply impacted me. I thought about that, of course, you know, in your teenage years, all the crazy things you do. But I had a praying dad, and he prayed decades for me and my family. And I so appreciated that about my dad. Thanks for letting me share.
Ah, that's great, Todd. And his prayers were answered because you are an awesome brother in Christ, and we love you and appreciate your listenership and participation here. I've known Todd for a lot of years. Great, great brother. And finally, PCD John, help us out here.
My dad's name was Goodman Fields. A very good memory I have of him is he would take me fishing all the time. He certainly was a good man.
Can I just squeeze in? We got another story here from a listener this morning on, we've been asking for, what's a favorite story you love to tell about your dad? So go ahead.
Hello, this is Beth Beach. And the memory that I have of my father is when I was 7 years old, I had to spend 35 days in the hospital in St. Paul, and we lived in Cambridge. And my father faithfully came every day to see me. While I was in the hospital, I had a illness of a hip disorder, and I had to spend time there, and he prayed for me, and he faithfully came to see me every day until they were able to release me from the hospital. I love my father, and I miss my father. He's been gone since 2006. He was a man of God, faithful to his family. Thank you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Thank you, Beth. Appreciate that. We got one more here.
Hi, Yeah, I just want to let you know that the Lord has blessed me with a great dad who's always been there for me. And now that he's almost 96, I get the opportunity to be there for him. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. Typically, Caleb and I bring the headlines your way. And he gives the introduction and says something like, we know you lead busy lives. It's hard to keep up with all that's going on. So we aggregate the news, bring it all together, and present it to you in headlines. Here we go. A motorcyclist in the UK was clocked by radar doing, get this now, 157 miles an hour. Yeah, the rider tested negative for drugs and alcohol, but the police say he was taking a lot of aspirin for the headache he got from bugs slamming into it. Also, headline number two, the world population may reach, get this now, 11 billion by the year 2100. We're just over 8 billion now. It's good to know that we'll never run out of reality TV contestants. After Donald Trump's arraignment this week, he stopped at a popular Miami restaurant and promised supporters he was buying, quote, food for everyone, but he never paid. In addition to everything else, he'll now be charged with Dine and Dash. A black bear was captured and relocated after being seen wandering the grounds of Tampa International Airport. I guess we know why we're always out of honey roasted peanuts on the Tampa flights. According to a study, fish can actually recognize you. Oh, look, says the fish, my human is back from the mailbox. And it looks like he's still in pajama pants. A lot of work at home going on, right? Another study says the Mediterranean diet is the overall most effective and safest. I'm still trying to find the diet that has honey buns on its safe list. And finally this morning, another study finds that kitchen sponges are loaded with bacteria, second only to the level found in your kid's laundry basket. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. WWIB asking you on the listener line and the We Wake Up Show Facebook group, what's a favorite story about your dad? Had a Father's Day on Sunday, and Ryan has one for us.
Hey, I want to share a story about my dad. This is Ryan from Fall Creek. There's a lot of stories I could share from the advice he gave during my wedding day, or us getting in trouble because we didn't want to get off the lake because the fish were biting and it was starting to rain and Mom wasn't happy about that. But one of the memories that I've always treasured myself was as he was working second shift as a custodian at the school that I was going to when I was in high school. I was in band and I could always look out into the back of the audience and see him standing there. Whenever we had a concert, and that was always something that meant a lot to me, that he would take time out of his work day, meaning he probably had to do a longer day or something like that, but he took time to be at those events for all three of us boys, and I always appreciated that.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that. You're on WWIB. You got a great dad, that's for sure. And that's Keith and Owen is his dad. And so we've heard from him over the years. Helbo going solo with you this morning. I don't know, a lot of the Father's Day stuff, I mean, it's kind of stirred up within me, just kind of the field of my heart this week. And so even during that song, messaging a friend and saying 17 years after my dad's death and all the stuff in my heart regarding him is confusing, very confusing. Ugh. It's being stirred up again this week. And my friend responded saying, sorry, I've been wrestling through a lot of dad stuff too yesterday and today. And so it's good to pay tribute to dad. And it's great to hear some of these stories about dads who showed up at hospital beds and also dads who prayed for you, like Todd shared this morning was so good. And yet I know realistically, like mine was a mixed bag. There was some really great stuff, some awesome stuff, some fantastic stuff. And yet there was also some incredibly hurtful and painful stuff. And that's just reality is just our dads. You know, my dad was the youngest of nine. His dad died when he was 15. I believe my dad did the best he could. And I think, retired counselor Ed Ramsey for helping me see that. And you might struggle and you might be someone who says that your dad or grandpa, you might be angry and say, because out of your hurt, and you might say your dad and grandpa didn't do the best they could. But I don't know. For me, I find some peace in believing that people do the best they could. And you might not believe that they could have done better. But I think we got to make some peace with that and find some forgiveness there. And we've been forgiven much. And Jesus Christ himself said, quoted in the scriptures, that he was forgiven much, loves much. And we've been forgiven much, right? And so hopefully we have the power to forgive. And that's important to do. So anyhow, but still wrestle with the different things and the challenges related to that. It's a hugely important relationship, your relationship with your dad, and it's complicated and messy. And then to be a dad, it can be the same. Got a story and some dad information for you this morning here as we head down the home stretch of the WIB Wake Up Show for today and this week. No best of the week because no time to do it. Flying solo. I'm manning the controls, keeping the plane in the air here on WWIB. But hey, we got music from David Leonard teaming up with Josh Baldwin. Also some Francesca Battistelli before 9 o'clock this morning. But all right, a favorite dad story of mine. I shared one real early this morning with our buddy Jason Cans. Here's another one. My dad coached my Cub Scout softball team 2 different years. When I was in third grade, came home the day of the first game. I was the pitcher. It was fast pitch. Back in the day, it just was what it was. I don't know. And because I don't know Cub Scouts who play, you know, softball up here. But anyhow, we did back in the 70s. And I had chicken pox. Came home from school. I'm like, what's this? And I couldn't go and play, and I was out, you know, for a week. And we went like 1-4 the first season. All right. So the second year, Dad didn't coach. And we got a little better, fourth graders, and we were 4-3. And so then the third year, and Dad took up the mantle of coaching again. And I believe his friend Jack Albee was an assistant. Craig played short. I was a pitcher. We had the Lamers brothers, big guys. We had Mark Flowers. I mean, it was just I don't know if his brother Nicky was on the team or not. But anyhow. And the thing was, my dad really emphasized, he's just like, all right, we're going to play defense. Yeah, we got some powerhouses like Pius and Washington, but if we play defense and we hold the other team to 5 runs or less, we can do pretty good. And we beat Pius, like 8-7. We beat Washington. We tore through our schedule 9-0, and we made the championship game against Eisenhower at Fisher Elementary. And we led 13-3 after 5 innings. The problem was in the 6th, they got us for 3 runs, made it 13-6. Bottom of the 7th inning, Eisenhower had ups, and they were scoring. They were tearing us up. I mean, it was kind of like one of these games we had here recently on the radio on WOGO. And they put 6 runs on the board and had the tying run at 2nd, 13-12. And then we get the final out. I don't remember. I don't want to glamorize it and say I struck him out or he grounded out. I just know we got the last out. There was jubilation. There was celebration. We won the title, wiping the sweat off our brow, 13-12. I've still got the softball that the team signed on my desk. So that's a pretty cool and fun story, and one that meant a lot. 5th grade kind of peaked athletically there, I guess, in 5th grade. The most annoying dad jokes... the likes of which include money doesn't grow on trees. Back in my day, ask your mother, and I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes. And also some dad stereotypes that are true as we close it out here this morning. Apparently, some dad stereotypes. It turns out that he always knows if someone has touched the thermostat, all right? Also, that he hogs the remote control. Apparently, that's true 33% of the time. That he repeats the same stories. That's some 40% of people say that that's true. That he refuses to read instructions. Yeah, 44% of us dads refuse to read the instructions. I resemble that remark. And finally, that dad naps at inopportune times. Yeah, that's true for 54% of us dads. So there you go. Dad, we love you. We appreciate you. Happy Father's Day.